From the Psychosomatic Department of the Kepien Pacheco Colleges, this is Episode 2 of the Healing Through Consciousness series on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones. Well, our first episode was spent laying out some credentials of our college's psychosomatic vision and pedigree. And I want to stress that our discussions here in these episodes are based on solid clinical case studies, as you'll see throughout our series. And where we're coming from is this. Good health is a natural state. In philosophy, great thinkers like Augustine and Plotinus and Aquinas proposed that evil, unlike good, is insubstantial. So thinking of evil as a substantial entity is incorrect. All those years ago, the consideration was that evil is the privation of good, and even that evil is non-existent. That's difficult to accept, but it's meant in the sense of the nature of life being good, and problems or pain or cruelty being nothing but attitudes against that inherent goodness. In terms of our health, then, sickness could be a kind of proof of something we're doing against our health, individually and collectively, of course. We can see this as attitudes or habits we adopt that work against our natural health, like a propensity for junk food, or the destruction of our natural food with toxic chemicals, as I mentioned in Episode 1. Seen this way, sickness represents a distortion of health, not a naturally occurring situation at all. A challenging idea which, if true, dramatically changes how we approach health and the treatment of disease. Let's tread into those exciting waters on our episode today with Dr. Claudia Bernhardt-Pacheco.
When people come to do analysis, Richard, many times they don't even mention organic illnesses because they don't realize that all these illnesses, the symptoms, have a direct connection between their intentions, their attitudes, and the physical manifestation of those. So I'll give you an example. I have a client, and she was diagnosed by a psychiatrist as bipolar, and she was heavily medicated for 10 years. She started analysis, and gradually, in a couple of weeks, she got so much better that all the symptoms disappeared.
What was she dealing with psychologically, Claudia, that helped her to treat these physical conditions?
Yeah. So the physical conditions, Jones, came from the depression of the psychoimmune system. As she was depressing the consciousness, the vibration, the inner vibration of her psychological inner life, she was diminishing also the energetic vibrations of her cells, creating many symptoms. As she was gradually getting more and more conscious of the cause of her depression, which was very much linked to her envy towards her husband. They work together, they organize concerts, operas, and artistic performances, and her husband is very capable. And she had a conflict with him, and she used to say that her husband didn't give any value to her. So she started to see that she didn't give value to what she was accomplishing. She denied the value of this beautiful work she accomplished with her husband. When she started to see that she was very much disturbed because of her envy towards him, so her depression started to fade away. And accepting to see this, she got healed.
This is amazing because one of the foundations of Dr. Kepi's work is this idea that sickness is the absence of health, the destruction of health. He said that illness appears because the person's immune system loses force because of something internal.
Yes.
And if we lose force, then anything causes imbalance.
Yes. And why our immune system loses force? Because we waste a lot of energy in stress. And where stress comes from? From the fear of seeing reality, because of our envy, for instance, we are so much against the perception of all the qualities and the beauty that is around us. So we have this tendency to be nasty, to be aggressive, to be lazy, to have our will inverted. And this consciousness we don't want to face. So we get tense. Either we are in panic when we have to face an error, a mistake, a bad intention in ourselves or in our beloved ones. Or sometimes we are so much afraid to recognize that there are people that are better than we are, more beautiful, more capable. They dedicate themselves more than we do. So what did I do with my talents? So all these perceptions are so much rejected that they cause an enormous tension. And this is the book I wrote, Healing Through Consciousness, Theomania and Stress. How this megalomaniac, narcissistic idea that we have about ourselves being perfect, and this idea of perfection. So what price do we pay for this mental problem?
Well, we see this in the classroom all the time, Claudia. These young people come, or middle-aged people, whatever it is, and they're terrified to see a mistake. And when they speak in a second language, English or German or Italian, whatever they're learning, when they speak in this second language, they see nothing but mistakes. This is terrifying to them. So they just don't speak. They're like, and I can see as I'm speaking to them, they have these eyes wide open like they're a deer caught in the headlights, you know, and there's a car coming
like
at
ice.
Them. They can't escape. They can't get out. It's totally based on this idea of I'm better than I really am, or I have an idea about myself that's not true.
Yes. So this is like a dialectic always between narcissism, theomania or megalomania, and envy. So, if I am the best, so I have to be perfect, but I have to admit that I'm not the best. So, I envy other people that are better than I am, and my narcissism is hurt because of this, and my megalomania is hurt because of this. So, it's hell. We create hell inside of us, and we ruin our health.
We did a series of teleclasses a couple of years ago, Claudia, that has been turned into a very interesting book now, based on Dr. Kepi's work in the new physics. And during one of these teleclasses, only energy can heal illness. And you said how profound this title is. And you said it means that neither diet nor pharmaceutical drugs nor operations can heal our bodies. Only this essential scalar energy we've been talking about in this program can do this. So we need to start looking within for answers, not outside. Can you talk a little bit about this essential energy field that we need to have?
When we speak about essential energy, what we mean is that energy, essential energy, is an energetic vibration, which is very much related to higher levels of psychological factors, like, for instance, ideals, beauty, goodness, culture, truth. So because of the envy, we diminish this inner vibration. We diminish our ideals, we diminish our goodness, our feelings of love, our passion for life, our happiness, our joy, the beauty that we see around us, the beauty of creation. So we diminish, we attack, we destroy all these wonders of our lives. So every insight we have, it's a kind of illumination, inner energizing process. Every consciousness you get, this allows energy to come in. So that's why when you are working, when you are acting with a good intention, so you are energizing yourself all the time. That's why a composer can stay for hours, as sometimes days, composing a piece of marvelous music, because they are energized by that energy that comes through their thoughts, their feelings, their brain, and this energy invades our psycho-immune system, our cells. So we energize our beings when we are dealing and doing and living the higher scales of our life.
Health, then, has something to do with our high inner vibration, linked to love, joy, happiness, and especially the beauty of creation. The question to put on top of all this, I guess, is, why don't we have that world all around us? To understand that, we need to understand more about our psychological lives and what's going on under the surface that we're unaware of. There's a lot to unpack in the area of the nature of man and even the nature of life. And all of that happens outside the physical aspects of existence and inside the poorly perceived inner life of the human being. We'll delve into all of that next on our Healing Through Consciousness series. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones.